Welcome to 2024. It's time we redefine what a hustler is for the new year. Here comes the definition of being a hustler in 2024. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. All right, here we go, folks. It's a new year. It's 2024, and it's time to reevaluate, redefine what is a hustler. Now, we talk about on this podcast a lot about standard hustle culture, about the traditional idea that being a hustler, being a grinder is just simply doing more work, working 24 hours a day, 23 hours a day, never sleeping, always doing something. And of course, that is not a smart idea. It's not productive. It's not the right approach. It's a completely wrong approach. Now, you got to work hard, but you got to work smart as well. You have to be organized. You have to understand what you're trying to achieve. You have to put in the work in the right way in order to achieve, in order to be successful, in order for it to make sense and to pay off. So just working more is not enough. Outworking the competition isn't about the number of hours you put in. It's the productivity that comes from it. Then you combine that with being smart, being focused, being on point, etc., and you get this definition. My definition of hustler in 2024, I want you to know this, I want you to hear this, I want you to understand this, and I want you to apply this to your hustle, your grind, your drive, your determination, whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to be successful at in 2024. Here it is. A hustler is someone who does what needs to be done when it needs to be done, if not sooner. It's that simple. It's that easy. It's that short of a definition. That is hustle in 2024. That is what it means to be a hustler. Simply being prepared, being organized, and understanding how and when to do what is needed, when needed, if not before you need it. Doing exactly what is necessary to be successful. Not just doing a certain amount of work, not putting in certain hours, not kind of checking check boxes on a list, but doing what's needed. Whatever you need to achieve in any journey to success, you start on step one. And sometimes there are 10 steps, sometimes there are 300 steps. But step one leads to step two, leads to step three, and leads to step four, right? But you can't even get to step five if you haven't taken step one and two. So do what is needed when it is needed. Do the first thing, then do the second thing. Start with a rough draft and then get a second draft. Start experimentation. Start practicing. Start learning something, doing research. Whatever it is you need to do to go from I can't possibly achieve my goal towards I'm closer to achieving my goal to I have all the assets in place to achieve the goal. I'm putting the action in to achieve the goal. I'm now achieving the goal, making the adjustments along the way, learning through the process, etc. This is hustle. This is grind. And you have to start with what's necessary. You have to work through the process. You have to do what's needed when it's needed or sooner. Because another aspect of being a hustler is not waiting to the last minute. It's not waiting until something is completely obvious it needs to be done, but doing what you know is going to be needed. If you're building a house, you know you're going to need lumber. You know you're going to need screws and nails and hammers and other tools and ladders and trucks and sand and shovels and everything else that comes with building that house. You don't wait until the day you start building the house to bring those things to the job site. You start collecting, you put the list together, you prioritize. You could start working on the things you have once you have them. You don't have to wait to have everything. This is the balance here of doing what's needed, when needed, or before. You really want to be a hustler. If you really want to outwork the competition, if you really want to set yourself apart, differentiate yourself, go above and beyond, be the person other people want to work with, the person people want to hire, the person that people rely on, you will do what's needed, when needed, or before. That's the attitude. Sometimes you don't know what's needed, but as soon as you know, there's no reason to wait. Get it done. Make it happen. And you put the effort in now, it could pay off for you in the future, maybe even sooner than you expected, and allow you to move faster. So doing what's needed, when needed, if not before, allows you to work smart, then work hard, but also work fast to achieve, to do more, and to be part of the process, to be in it, to be building the house, to be setting the plan, to be creating the thing you need to create the rough draft and the second draft and the third draft and the revision, and to make the updates and to work through the process, because you're continually moving, continually working, continually doing the work that needs to be done then or before it needs to be done. That is working smart. That is working hard. That is being a hustler. That is being someone who can achieve in 2024, 2025, etc. So it's not about putting in a certain number of hours unless those hours are needed. It's not about checking things off a checklist or simply showing up early, staying late. That in and of itself doesn't accomplish anything. Instead, do the work that's needed when it's needed, or do it sooner. Do what is needed, focus on what's needed, be smart about the approach and process. Once you get it done, once you accomplish what you need, sometimes you have to wait on other people. You have to wait on reactions. You have to wait on everyone else to catch up to you. You have to wait for the opportunity to arise, but you've done all the work leading up to that. So you do the work, then you wait. If that means it's time to go home, if that means it's time to take a rest, if that means it's time to step away and clear your mind or focus on something else, or continue preparation in other ways, that's when you do it. So it's okay to have less task necessary. It's okay to get to a completion point and then stop and wait. You can wait for the situation to come back to you. You can wait for other people to catch up to you, or you can take that time to recharge your battery, get your hustle battery built back up, assess your plan, make sure you're on the right track, commit, confirm, go back and double check your work. Make sure it's as good as it possibly can be. It's not about the level of work, it's the value of the work, the quality of the work, and your dedication to the process. That's how you hustle and grind your way to success. It's not sheer numbers of hours. It's not about logging so many minutes, so many hours, so many days. It's not about doing things to a point of exhaustion. It's about doing what's needed, when needed, if not sooner, sticking to the process, committing to it, holding yourself to a standard, dedicating to doing what's needed when needed. That is how you create successful outcomes. Each successful outcome builds upon the last one until you build into bigger things that create bigger and higher levels of success that continually move you forward. You learn through the process, you develop, you've built tools and systems, you've learned skills, you have experience, you're better tomorrow for doing the work today than you were before that. But then each day you get better, you get more, you build more, you do what's needed when needed, you take the time off when needed, you slow down when needed, you meet people in the middle, you meet people halfway. You take the breaks necessary. You wait for the situation to show up so that you're not just simply doing work, but doing the smart work, the needed work, doing what's needed when it's needed. That's what being a hustler is. That's what creating success is. That's how you follow that continual path. It's about attitude. It's about mindset. It's about doing what's needed when needed. or sooner when possible, taking the breaks, taking the stops, recharging the hustle battery as needed, paying attention to the situation, pay attention to the reality that's given back to you, pay attention to what the world reacts to what you've put out into it, make the changes, make the adjustments, do what's necessary to move forward then, do the work that's necessary then, wait for the next reaction, see what happens, see what you learn, see what experience builds up in you, and then move forward from there at a higher level each and every time. That's being a hustler. That's what hustle is in 2024. Do what's needed, when needed, if not sooner. Thanks. I hope that helps. I hope you can apply that to what you're doing. I hope you can hustle like that in 2024. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. We really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneur AF Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.